How is artificial intelligence changing our lives? And do we have any say in the matter? These are questions Bricolage Productions asks in its new work of immersive theater. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
Project Amelia is the brainchild of Michael Skirpan, a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon University and a consultant on ethical computing. Skirpan says the public is poorly informed about the implications of big tech.
The conversation has been, by and large, captured on privacy, where it's all about, like, is somebody snooping through my stuff? Is somebody seeing a picture of me or learning about me in a way that I don't like?
But Skirpan has a bigger issue with what companies like Facebook and Google do with data they mine from people's online activities.
For me, it was becoming more about, no, your data is being used to create machine learning or AI systems that actually are going to come back around and, as products, have impacts on your lives.
Skirpan grew up in Pittsburgh. He wrote and staged the first version of Project Amelia 3 years ago as a doctoral student in Colorado. He liked the idea of using participatory theater, where audiences don't sit before a stage, but rather become part of the action, moving through large, multi-room environments.
I also thought it was a really great way to create dialogue.
After returning to Pittsburgh, he developed the show further with Bricolage.
In terms of a relevant topic, I don't think you can get any more relevant.
Jeffrey Carpenter is artistic director of Bricolage. The troupe broke new ground in Pittsburgh in 2012 when it took over a downtown building for its show Strata, and it continues to specialize in immersive works. Project Amelia might be its most ambitious yet. The premise is that the audience is attending not a play, but a spectacular product launch by a fictional tech company named Aura.
The whole structure of the evening is almost a mini conference on this subject. So there's TED-style talks and demonstrations and the like.
Actors meet audience members one-on-one. The exchanges are partly scripted, partly improvised. For instance, as heard in rehearsal, actor Carrie Tongarm plays a glad-handing vice president of communications.
I literally can't wait for you guys to see this product tonight. It's going to blow you away.
While the basic storyline will involve all audience members, each ticket holder will have a unique experience with a cast of nine, and audiences will get to play with actual new tech designed by a behind-the-scenes Bricolage team. One AI station assists users in composing music.
So there will be a little touchpad with keyboard.
Unsu Gong, a visiting professor at Carnegie Mellon University, is interactive media curator for Project Amelia.
And you play a little melody or tone, whatever you want to try, and the AI system behind it will improve it, turn into little, like a harmonized song, very short one though, and play it.
At check-in, audience members will be asked to exchange their smartphones for loaners. The phones are loaded with a Project Amelia app that guides users' experiences. Any personal data collected will be destroyed at the end of the show. Project Amelia writer Skirpan says big tech need not be either utopic or dystopic. Rather, he wants us to think critically about new technology and what we expect from the companies that make it.
Who's holding our hands as we walk into the future? And do we feel they're benevolent? Do we feel they have our best intentions? Or do we need to change something?
Project Amelia starts Friday and runs through November 3rd. Performances last 2 hours. The location is a sprawling, warehouse-like space on the south side that will be disclosed only to ticket buyers.
On the other side of this door lies the future. If you are ready to participate, the time to begin is now.
Some dates are already sold out.
Remember, the choice is yours. You are in control.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.